The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
Time to talk all things VFL. Unfortunately, not the result that the Cats wanted as they look to stay in touch with the top four. They've had a pretty good season despite the lack of AFL talent running around, but gee, the VFL talent's really stood up. 6-3 now, their win-loss record following a five-point loss to the Bulldogs. 8-11-59, the Doggies. Geelong 7-12-54. VFL Ops Manager Aaron Black has been good enough to join us on the line. Blackie, Kingy, Mark Neild and Benny Cass talking to you from Marvel Stadium. Firstly, commiserations on the loss, but just watching some of the social media commentary around the game, it probably wasn't much of a spectacle at Witten Oval.
Yeah, how you going, guys? Thanks for having me. Yeah, it wasn't great. Like, it was quite windy, but it was a tough match and it kind of ebbed and flowed a bit. But it was probably a 10-minute period in the second quarter. We just kind of lapsed a bit and they kicked four goals in that 10-minute period, and that was kind of the game there, I reckon.
Yep. You got, I think, back in front just at three-quarter time, but just couldn't find the goal to win the game in the last.
Yeah, like you said, it probably wasn't a great spectacle to watch, but just trying to find that last goal. And you know, we had a few chances in the third quarter, and the boys kept fighting. It was a good fight, but we just couldn't quite kick the goals. We kept seeming to go left or right. But we've had a good start to the year, 6-3, so it's a tight comp for VFL. So yeah, we're in a good spot.
48 hours ago, Zane Williams was hearing his name. Well, he didn't hear it, actually, because Dan Menzel told us he was on the training track at Woodville, but he came off the track to find out he was a Cat, and 48 hours later, he's actually pulling on the hoops, running around at Witten Oval. How did you see his performance tonight in his first hit out with the club?
Yeah, it was probably got a headache trying to remember everyone's name, but he did good. He probably had three or four shots on goal, and he looks pretty lively out there, good pressure, and another avenue to go, and yeah, a couple of his smaller ball efforts and that were really good. Good on him. It's been a hell of a 48 hours, but put his hand up and wanted to play, so yeah, I think he'll fit in nicely.
Aaron, how sort of wary of the club about blending sort of Toby Conway in, and you know, I mean, he's a big boy, obviously he's going to take plenty of time, and you know, obviously just not wearing him out's not the right word, but just physically ensuring that he gets every chance, because you know, his time isn't now, it's down the track, but you've got to get him to down the track in 100% sort of shape. Is that a balancing act, getting him game time but making sure he stays sort of physically okay?
Yeah, he's increased his game time over that's his third game now. He's come back from injury. He's increasing his game time each week, and you know, we're fortunate we've got Ryan Abbott who can shoulder the load with him in the ruck as well. So he's got one out in the ruck. So you can learn from him, and yeah, I think you'll see Big Toby. He's good. He's almost another fourth on bowler. He follows up pretty well for a guy about 6'9". He's I can only imagine how big he's going to be come 3 or 4 years' time as well. He's going to be a big unit.
And Sam Menegola back tonight. How did he go? And obviously, you know, he's going to need a couple of games under his belt. But how was his first up hit out?
Yeah, he was good. He started outside on the wing, and then we needed a bit more help on the inside, and he came in, and I reckon he had a really good game on the inside and got through unscathed, which is a good thing for Sam. He's been in the round for a little while, so I think that's probably the most pleasing thing, is that he had an impact on the game, but he also got through injury-free, so that's a great start for him, and hopefully, you know, we don't expect him to be with us for too long, but he always has a crack when he's with us, and yeah, he had a good game tonight.
Shannon Neal kicked a couple of goals early, Blackie, but didn't see a lot of it after that. Nothing to concern injury-wise or anything like that?
Nah, nothing like that. We've got the forwards coach in the car, Guy Morford. He can dissect it for you. But I think it was kind of the way it was. It was just kind of very windy, and it wasn't really, like I said earlier, a great spectacle. So it just kind of it was a tough, really tough, hard game. And you know, possession wise, it wasn't a huge possession wise game for either side. It was just that real contested style of footy. But he looked pretty lively early, and then I reckon each team kind of got a spare behind the ball after that, and kind of just between the arcs a lot of it.
Francis Evans was dropped out of the AFL side last week, but it looks like he's responded well. A couple of goals, 19 possessions, taken 5 marks. There's a 3 clearances, 3 tackles on his stat line as well. It's a good performance to respond to being dropped.
Yeah, he was super. Every time Frank's pulled on the bank as jumper, he's been really good. He has an impact on the scoreboard most weeks, and he's really hard at the footy, so it'd be a tough matchup because he's got explosiveness, but also he's pretty good overhead. So he's kind of that awkward in a good way. If he has a small on him, he'll overpower him, but then if he has a big guy on him, then he'll outrun him as well. So, yeah, hopefully for him, he can get back in because he's got a 100% winning record in the AFL, doesn't he?
I think he does. Yeah, I think
he's also known as Francis Evans MP, Aaron. Do you think he's got a real sort of MP's type name? Do you think that might take off within the boys' ranks there?
We might have to get that to click on, I think, to start calling him MP.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just what would he be the minister for, Benny?
Oh, I don't know. Entertainment.
The Minister for Entertainment.
Finance, come on.
The Minister for, yeah, it is a very...
Francis Evans, Minister
for Foreign Affairs.
Could be Foreign Affairs. He'd go off, a couple of trips around the world. There's need some people working in that area right now. But definitely Finance or Foreign Affairs.
Now, Blackie, I know Model Warriors supporters will be hanging on your every word. 7 goals last week for the Warriors in a big win over Port Arlington. But you've done the string. How long are we sidelined for? When will you be back in the maroon and blue?
Four to 6 weeks, I'd say. I think Anglesey played them just before the bye. But I'm getting old, so I might just take that extra week, which ends up being an extra 2 weeks, and come back after the bye.
That's not what Chris Hickey, your coach, wants to hear. He wants you back in a fortnight.
You'd be coming back through the twos, Aaron, surely.
Yeah, maybe half.
You'd be back through the Scoobies at 12 o'clock.
How you enjoying?
I played a quarter or two with the twos in a cracky game, and good bunch of blokes. I enjoyed it.
I was going to say, how you enjoying playing local footy?
Yeah, really good. It's actually back to when I was a junior. Really good bunch of blokes out there. Obviously, I have a good relationship with Josh Finch through the AFLW and got me out there. So, I'm really enjoying it. It's a bit tricky trying to get to training. Stuff in the footies, I don't get as much touch at the minute, but every chance I'll get, I'll try and get out there and I'll go to the game tomorrow and have a look and hopefully get a big win over Barwon Heads. Big game.
Absolutely, yeah. Nathan Brown lining up, of course, the former Collingwood and St Kilda star for the Seagulls. Blackie, great to chat to you. Really appreciate you taking the time to run us through how the VFL performed this evening in the Twilight Clash out of Witten Oval. Unfortunately, a 5-point loss, but good news for a couple of Cats, including Zane Williams, who are pulling on the hoops for the first time. Safe drive back to Geelong, and look forward to talking to you throughout the rest of the year.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Aaron Black joining us there, the VFL manager of the Cats. Geelong 8-11-59, down by 5 points to Footscray 7-12-54.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.